And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth seal, come and see, and I looked, and behold, a pale, and his name said unto me, Dan, and hell followed,
today. This is Simeus Day, doing another podcast for you guys for AboveTopSecret.com. Today, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the online relationships that a lot of us develop, you know, especially here at Above Top Secret, Below Top Secret, places like MySpace, other things such as that. It seems there was a little bit of confusion about my little bit of a message on the subject in my last podcast. So I thought I would do this one and maybe try to explain myself a little bit better. A lot of you guys know I don't really come off exactly how I mean to a lot of times. And I got a couple of YouTube's from people asking, you know, why I said what I said in regards to the online relationships and them not really understanding where I was coming from in regards to how I can say online relationships are a bad thing and then turn around and say that I cherish the online relationships that I do have. And it's actually pretty simple, the way I really look at it. To me, my online friendships are, they're just that. They're online friends, and I care a lot about them. I really do. People like Steve, especially. Me and Steve have gotten very close online since I started here at Above Top Secret. And it's like I said in my quote-unquote Legends thread over in General Chit Chat and Below Top Secret, Steve is just absolutely the nicest human being I've ever met in my life. He's so friendly, and he's genuinely a caring person, and you can tell it. You know, even though it's Steve-O that we see online, it's not Steven that we see online, but you can tell just from the Steve-O persona that he has what a good and caring guy he really is. And he's just so enthusiastic about so much, you know, especially when it comes to the situation with him and Snake Slayer, and most especially when it comes to his art, which he is a tremendous artist, by the way. Those of you guys that haven't had a chance to check out some of the stuff he's thrown out there for everybody to appreciate, I would suggest, you know, looking him up, Steve-O, and check out some of his artwork he's done. It's amazing. But back to the subject, and I really do. I value my friendship with Steve very, very much. I think of him as a very, very good friend. And though our relationship is strictly online, if I were to meet Steve tomorrow, I would most likely treat him the exact same way I do online, because I genuinely feel that coming from him. I feel the niceness and the caring coming from Steve, and just the way he talks, the way he handles himself, and I truly believe he's a very genuine person. And in that sense, I'm all for online relationships. I'm 100% for them. Now, I think it's great. It's wonderful to have friends in this tremendously large world that we live in online, and I don't put more value on my real life friends than I do on somebody like Steve or somebody like Speaker of Truth or Lori. I don't put any more value on my real life friends than I do them, because even though it is a different atmosphere, I truly do care about these people, and I care, you know, what they have to say, and I care how something I say comes across to them. You know, it really bothers me when I say something and it gets taken the wrong way, or even, you know, my fault totally, and I say it the wrong way, and it bothers them and it hurts their feelings, and that disturbs me on so many levels, because I know they're genuine people, and I know that they mean what they say, and they actually, unlike so many other people in this world, they actually do care. You know, they, sure, it's above top secret, and it's not the real world, but they really do care, and I really do care about them. In regards to my talks about, or what I said about the online relationships and the negative aspects of them, as Steve knows, as Lori knows, I'm very much against dating online. And the reason I'm against dating online is not so much that I don't believe people really can connect, because I do. You know, I believe people can connect online. I believe it's possible. But the reason I'm so opposed to dating online is more so a personal one. I would never let myself get into anything that could be called an involved relationship over the internet. And the reason for that is not because I think it's a bad thing, it's because I think it's fault. Just use a prime example for you. I've got a buddy, I met him in 1999 when I moved here, and I've been best friends with him ever since. And he is a strange human being. And I say this in all honesty, I love him to death, but he is just a strange cat. And anybody that meets him for the first time will tell you that. They will say, that is the weirdest bastard I've ever met in my life. And it's true, he's just a strange guy. He doesn't talk. You know, he loves going to clubs and going to bars, but when he gets there, he'll pick the darkest corner and he'll sit. I mean, he almost reminds you of a stereotypical Hollywood sociopath / psycho killer. And on top of that, you know, he has a lot of self-esteem issues. He doesn't find himself attractive in the least. But right on top of that, he also is very, very conceited. He hates the way he looks. He hates the way he is, but he also thinks he is the shit. So it's really a hard thing to explain. You would have to see him to understand what I'm saying. But anyway, moving on to that, he's had, since 1999, he's had two actual relationships, and one lasted, I think, about 8 months, and one was pretty close, maybe close to a year. And both of these people he met through me. I introduced him. And other than that, he's never dated anybody that he has met on his own. He's had a few dates, you know, going out maybe to the movies, and then that's usually it. It usually stops right there. And honestly, I don't think it's him so much as it's just the women he chooses to flirt with are just, they're bitches. I mean, that's all the only thing I can really say about them. They're stuck up bitches. They think their shit doesn't stink, and that's the way they act. And they, a lot of times, they, because he's got a little bit of money and they know it, and they use him to, you know, get a meal, get a movie, things like that. And it's truly disgusting. But moving on from there, he has a tremendous feat for him almost to start up a real live conversation with a girl, and especially to really keep one going, because as I said, he's a strange guy, and his interests are very, very weird. He loves, you know, starting arguments to start conversations. He's very, very good at that. He will almost pick at somebody to the point that they get pissed off at him, so they will start talking, and then he can actually contribute to the conversation. And it's very strange, but it actually, you know, I have noticed that it's actually gained him a good many friends, though it hasn't, you know, it doesn't swing so well with the ladies, because ladies, you know, you guys love to argue, but you can't stand it when somebody else does not want to lose either. And he absolutely does not want to back down in an argument. He will not back down. If I tell him the sky is blue and he wants to argue it, he will argue it until the day he dies. And he will make a point to go out every night and point out that the fact that at night the sky is black. And And he'll do that for life. He'll do it forever. That we're still talking about things that we argued about the first day we ever talked. And anyway, I'm getting off on a little bit of a tangent here, but let me get back to what I was saying with online relationships. He is the freaking Mac online when it comes to talking to women and talking women up online. He is a god at it. He is so good at it, and he comes across. He is just the fucking pimp. Is probably the best way to put it. And he posts a lot of pictures of himself on his MySpace and things like that. And I've told him this, so I don't mind saying it here. But they, you know, it's not an insult to him at all in the least. But he posts pictures purposely that don't really look so much like him. He'll catch himself, you know, in a low light and where you can just barely see him in it. It's not that he is a bad looking guy at all, because I really don't believe that he is. But he doesn't look the same in real life as he looks in the pictures that he posts. And a lot of people do this. I've noticed a tremendous amount, especially on MySpace. They post they pick the best absolute picture they can find of themselves and post it. And, you know, that's understandable. Everybody wants to feel better about themselves. And why would you take a picture that you absolutely hated and post it of yourself to the world? You wouldn't do it. Nobody would do it. I wouldn't do it. I've got pictures of me that are so freaking embarrassing, it's not even funny. And they will never see the light of day. And most of them come from my drinking days when I threw back the vodka by the gallon pretty much on a nightly basis. And I did some stupid shit. I'm dancing on my roof in boxers, a couple of them, and it's horrible. But anyway, he posts pictures and they don't look like him. They look nothing like him. And the women see this and they say, oh, you know, he's a cute guy, blah, 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 blah. And they leave him comments as such. And granted, it's a good thing to me because it bolsters his self-esteem a bit. But at the same time, he always builds himself up for a letdown, because in just the last probably 4 years, I know he's met at least 100 different women online. And of those 100, probably 80% of them walked straight up to him, being the bitches that women can be sometimes. And ladies, don't take that the wrong way. Guys can be pricks too, no doubt about it. But they walk up to him when they meet and literally almost laugh in his face and just pretty much tell him to fuck off. And he comes home and he's so freaking devastated by it. You know, he's destroyed. And, you know, while I disagree with the way the women handle the situation, I do understand where they're coming from, because they get to know this guy that's a smooth talker. He's very sociable. He's kind of cute. And, you know, he's funny. He's outgoing. And then they meet him in real life, and he stutters every word he says to him because he's so nervous. He makes some of the strangest small talk. You know, he'll pass a Chick-fil-A and start a 45-minute conversation about the cows that they use in their little advertisements and the misspellings in the little signs they do, which are meant for humor. And he'll carry that conversation on, and he'll turn beet red. And it's really, you know, it's not the fault of the women entirely, because they're not meeting who they thought they were going to meet. It's not the same person. It's a totally different guy. And the same goes for guys meeting women online. They see this picture of a girl that's, you know, 5'6". She looks like she may top out about 120 pounds. And then she's got blonde hair, blue eyes. He meets her. The blue eyes were contacts. Her eyes are really brown. She has orange hair. She weighs 265 pounds, and she's 4'9". You know, and it's misrepresenting yourself totally. And it's not a bad thing to me so much. It's not that I look down on people. I view a person's online persona to me is a lot of what they wish they could be, what they would love to be, the person they want to be. And something else that reminded me of that was Steve with his his recent thread, Steve-O Needs Your Help-O, which I love that title. I absolutely love it. And what he was talking about there, you know, he said he's having trouble getting his phone convo skills going, and that's understandable. And, you know, he has trouble getting his face-to-face people skills going, but he has absolutely no problem socializing online. He's very outgoing. He's very nice. He's very caring. And he's a sexy fucker, if I do say so myself. Just kidding with you, bro. But he, you know, he really reminded me of what I was talking about by saying, you know, it really is, it's very easy to be who you want to be online. It's very easy. You know, if you want to be an outgoing, you know, lovable guy or girl, you can do it so easily when you're hiding behind a monitor and anonymity. And it's so much harder to actually develop those skills when you're really talking to someone, when it's one-on-one, either by telephone or especially face-to-face. It's not the same thing. And while there are a lot of people in this world that are exactly like they are online, I do not believe that is the rule. I think it's the exception. I think most people exude what they would love to be while they're online. They try to be what they wish they could be. Some people are psychopaths online. They talk about murder. They talk about rape because that's what they wish they could do, and they don't have the balls to do it in real life. And at the same time, you've got the exact opposite of the spectrum where you've got somebody that is a total dickhead, and they don't want to be that way. So they exude a charming, very caring, very loving personality online, and it's fault. Because when they do meet that person in real life, 8 times out of 10, that real prick is going to come out long before that online persona comes out. And it's not because they want to be an asshole. It's because they are incapable in their own mind of really being that loving, caring person that they were online. And just to add to it and to, you know, kind of prove my point a little bit, not so much prove it, but really show what I'm saying, look at the sheer amount of especially younger girls that are meeting these guys off the internet that are supposed to be 17 years old, 18 years old, and the guys turn out to be 50. They take the girls, they rape them, they kill them, and it's awful stuff. It's terrible, terrible shit, and they do this kind of stuff, and it's because it's just so easy. It's so easy online to make somebody believe what you want them to believe about yourself. I mean, hell, you look at just me, for example, with my little ATS legend thing. I have got some people on this site totally convinced, I mean 100% convinced, that I'm a cocky, self-centered, just total fuckhead. And I'm really not. I'm not that way in real life. That's not who I am. It's almost in a way, it's right now it's kind of how I wish I could be. Not that I want to be a dickhead. I want to be the hard ass that I am online, and a lot of times because I'm so sick of getting hurt in my life. And, you know, I know a lot of you guys, you don't really know anything about me. I think Lori knows a bit. You know, I've told her a little bit about my situation and the situation with my kids. And it's not that I don't want to care. It's that I want to be able to take the punishment and keep on smiling. I really do. But it's so hard, and it's so easy for me to break down a lot of times in real life and sit here and just, you know, I miss my kids and I miss my wife horribly. And it would be so easy for me to sit here and crawl up in a ball in a corner, but I refuse to let myself do it. And in turn, a lot of good traits come out of me and a few bad ones. And some of the bad ones are what you see in the little Simeus Day persona. The little bit of cockiness, the assholishness, the, you know, I'll go ahead and take credit. Being Jason, I'll take credit for the refusal to back down when I feel that I'm right. If I'm happy with myself for the way I feel, and if I truly feel that I am correct in something I'm saying, there's nobody. God could not make me back down, and that's just the way I feel, because I will not back down from anything I feel is just and anything that I feel is right. I think I've proven that many times here above Top Secret, and as a result, I've made a lot of friends, and I've made several enemies that probably, in all truthfulness, they're probably my enemies because they're probably the same way. They probably, you know, they think what they say is never wrong. How they feel is never wrong. And to an extent, all of us feel that way. It's not, you know, it's not an uncommon thing. All of us value our opinions over others in a lot of cases. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's a bad thing when you let it, become so ugly and let it become such an ugly thing as some people have. And, you know, no, for those of you guys who think, you know, who maybe think something, I'm not talking about Intrepid. I'm not talking about Beale. Not talking about any of them. I'm talking about other people. You know, the quote-unquote trolls of the internet, these people really fit what I'm saying very well in the ugliness that they can exude online. But anyway, it's not, you know, I don't want people thinking I'm a diehard against online relationships. I'm not. I love my friends on Above Top Secret. I really do. And it pisses me off when somebody jumps their case when they shouldn't be doing it. And I will say something about it because I would do it in real life as well. I've gotten in many a fight over my friend I was telling you guys about a minute ago. I've had my ass kicked as a result of things done to him, and I've kicked ass as a result of things that have been done to him, and I would do the same thing for any of you guys out there if I was in a position to do so. That's just the kind of person I am, and it's the way I feel about things. If you mess with my friends, if you mess with my family, you're hitting me right where it hurts, and I'm going to get angry, and you're going to know it, I promise. But it's not, you know, it's not so much that I don't like the online relationships. It's that I worry about people that get into them because I've seen how bad they can hurt. I've seen how bad that people can be hurt as a result of an online relationship. And people like Lori, people like Steve, I'd never want to see that happen. You know, especially with Steve, because I honestly feel like it would just devastate him. And I don't want to see that happen. And it's not that I think they should back off of what they're doing at all. I don't think they should. What I think they should do is just be cautious. That's all I want them to do. I just want them to think about what they're doing and to think about the very real possibility that what they say and what they do online and what somebody else says to them and does to them online may very well not be the truth. And I don't want them to distrust the people that they feel close to. I don't want them to do that at all. I just want them to protect themselves because I don't want to see them hurt. And that's all there is to it. I don't want to see that at all. That would just tear me apart if, you know, if I had to see my little bro or Lori, you know, just being torn apart over something that was a lie. I really hope that's not the case. I don't think it's the case. You know, their significant others online seem to be very genuine, and I hope that's the case. And I hope that's really the way they are in real life. I really do. And vice versa. You know, the same goes for Steve and Lori. I hope you guys are the same in real life as well, because you're great people on Above Top Secret. If even a fraction of that stretches over to your real life, then I'd be very happy to meet you guys any day of the week. And I would love it, actually. But anyway, I hope I've clarified that little issue a bit. It's not, you know, I wasn't trying to attack anybody. I wasn't attacking anything anybody was doing. That's not what I meant to do. I was just more stating my opinion on the situation, and seeing as how the podcast can run very long if I get very in detail like this one is doing, because I'm hitting the 24-minute mark now, I'm going to run out of space to actually be able to upload it. But it's hard to really fit so much that you would like to say in such a small package. What I may start doing at a future day is I may just end up having to break my little podcast up and doing part one, part two, part three, just so I can clarify a bit better when I post them. But anyway, I hope you guys that might have been a little bit upset what I said, I hope you can forgive me a little bit and understand a little bit better where I'm coming from. It's not that I think you're stupid. It's that I don't want to see you get hurt, and that's really the honest truth. That's coming from Jason. That's the God's honest truth. I've been hurt enough in my life. I know what it feels like. It feels terrible. And when you really love somebody and you give them your heart and they take it and they throw it on the fucking floor and they stomp it repeatedly, that's a terrible feeling. And There's nothing that can ever fix it. Nothing in this world. You know, something might be able to replace it. Nothing will ever fix it. It'll be there for the rest of your life. And I just don't want to see that happen to somebody, especially in an online environment. But anyway, I love all you guys. Thanks for listening. Shout out to my quote-unquote posse, as Intrepid like to call it. Say hey to my little bro Steve, Speaker of Truth, Lori, Green-Eyed Leo, and Hinga. Anybody else? I'm very tired, as most of you guys know. If I left you out, I'm sorry. I know I did. I'm leaving a ton of people out, but please forgive me. You guys take care. I would say God bless, but you know that doesn't fit me. I love you guys. Take care. Enjoy your day.